We're going to talk about a harness racing track. It'll be used coming up with the Sunday meeting at Oyen, only used a couple of times a year. And the committee and volunteers involved at Oyen do such a good job, including our next guest, Simon Jardine. Simon, thank you for taking the call. And am I correct, you race a couple of times a year?
Yeah, that's correct. Yep, back to twice a year now. It was, well, we lost it all together there for a while. But, yeah, then it got back to one meeting and now to two, so... it's normally something the community gets around, but unfortunately, during these times, it won't be happening this Sunday.
All right, so this is not the cup. I tongue-in-cheek would say this is the prelude, but there's quite a gap between your two meetings each year, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. There's not normally, but it's just been rescheduled this year. With everything that's going on, we're normally in March and then June, so it's normally not too bad. But yeah, this year's certainly been pushed back a bit. But we're quite excited with it getting pushed back because June's normally when COVID's at full strength, and we're hoping when we got it at September, we would have been right to go with crowds and whatnot. But yeah, unfortunately, that won't be happening.
So this meeting was to be in June. Was this because you weren't in zones? It was too tough for travel? What was the reason why this was pushed back?
Yeah, well, it just came out on the calendar. I'm not actually sure. I think it tied in with the Northern Region Championship more than anything. It wasn't anything to do with our side of things. But, I think it was more to do with the Northern Region Championship when it could be run and whatnot. So... yeah, September works in good with us, actually. Beautiful time of year and up here in the northwest. But, yeah, obviously it's not going to be enjoyed by the locals this year.
So this is a meeting with heats of the Northern Region Championship. If these are heats, where are the rest of the heats and finals held?
Yeah, so it's always been a race series that's between, back in the day it was Nia, Mildura and Oyen, but obviously now it's Swanhill, Mildura and Oyen. So, we have the first heats. And then, to be honest, I haven't looked where the semi-finals and the final is. But, yeah, one will be at Mildura and the other at Swanhill. So, yeah.
So just the two meetings a year, and even though this was June now to, as we speak, September, just remind us, when did you last actually have anyone on track there going back through these challenging times?
Yeah, so I think at the Cup we had them, but, yeah, there was obviously restrictions and things and whatnot. So, we had them last year. We had a crowd last year, but it was obviously restricted a bit. But, yeah, so, no, look, same as every club. We can't wait till it's back to normality, but when that's going to be, who knows?
Well... in fairness, though, we'd be very disappointed if it wasn't back to some normality for your Cup. I speak to a lot of race clubs that are racing in a month or two, and they're pretty confident hopefully they'll have some on track. If you're scheduled to have the Oyen Cup meeting, March next year, if people are still not on track by then, we might be in trouble.
Yeah, 100%. We absolutely hope we're back to, some sort of normality then. Our Cup meeting's something our whole community, actually looks forward to and they support it too. We get a massive crowd at Oyen. I've been, apart from the Breeders' Crown and things at Melton, I've been to a lot of Cups and that, and I don't think they draw as good a crowd as we do. Oyen used to be a massive harness region back in the day. Like every farmer used to have a couple of race horses, in their paddock and whatnot. You know, it's obviously not as many professional trainers and whatnot coming out of here now, but the older generation still have a massive interest in harness racing in this region. We certainly hope that by March next year they can all attend.
Simon Jardine is our guest from the Oyen Harness Racing Club. They're racing this weekend and they race again in March, just two times a year, but... a chance to have a chat to him about his club, of course, around, 400 or so k's northwest of Melbourne in the Mallee, and no one on track this week. I speak to a lot of clubs, the hard work that volunteers and committee do. I guess it's doubly disappointing at times when you don't can't have people on track. I'm gathering that in some cases, committee and those who do the voluntary work can play a role on an essential day of racing, whether it's just keeping trophies somewhere or just organising things. But that's very commendable, isn't it? Not only just harness racing, but clubs like yours with volunteers playing a key part, but they're actually preparing meetings where they know no one will attend.
Yeah, that's right. Obviously, it's all volunteers in our club, and the reason why we fought to get harness racing back at Ogun when we lost it for some time was, to grant the opportunity to our community to get trackside and attend it. So 100%, that's why the committee, we go and mow the lawns and do whatever else around the joint to get the joint up and looking tremendous for these days, so our local community can enjoy it. It's a day out for them, but obviously it won't happen this year, but hopefully by our cup, as you said earlier, that'll be happening.
Whether it's Trot's Vision and just photos and so on, and Sky and so on, how's the track come up? How are the surroundings, the gardens, the track? How will what people see watching on for your Oyen meeting, is there a lot of pride in the work? Has it come up nice?
Oh, honestly, I don't think I've ever seen it better. We were lucky that we've ended up putting a junior footy oval since we've joined the Sunraysia Football League, and we needed another oval. We're lucky enough to get another oval in the middle of our trotting track, so it used to be sort of, bad dirt and whatnot, but now it's a beautiful lush green footy oval in the middle, which helps the appearance of it all. And, I don't think we could have the joint looking any better, to be honest. So certainly will look a lot better on Sky Racing and Trot's Vision. So hopefully there's a few tuning in and notice that.
I say it tongue-in-cheek. If you go back to March and June meetings, Simon, will races be scheduled in between quarter and three-quarter time for the junior footy, or...?
that'll be pre-season here. Not a lot of work pre-season, so
I don't think they'll be playing. Yeah. And just one other thing I noticed on your Facebook, which I wanted to give a bit of a mention, and I want to see how it's going, because on the Facebook there's a big push that you wanted to encourage people in Oyen to get involved in training and buying a horse. Look, we have syndications. We have large, we have small. There's no shortage of ways that people ask to get invited to race horses. But just tell us how this is going. I believe you've had a very good response from the locals and maybe even not so locals.
Yeah, that's 100%. The committee got together and we spoke about it at a committee meeting one night about starting up a syndication to try and get the locals. As I said earlier, it was a massive harness region or area around here, so we wanted to sort of start a few of them, get people back involved, and not only ones that have been involved but new ones. So we started up, we're in the process of starting a syndication that locals can put their name down, and $200 up front, no more to pay. We're aiming at 100 members, which we're well and truly on target, and we think we might exceed that. So we'll go out and buy a horse and race it with a trainer. The trainer may not exactly be from this region, but hopefully, they definitely will be racing in this region. So, it'll encourage a lot of community members to get to Mildura, probably more than not be racing at Mildura. So, to get up to Mildura and watch it and just sort of get a few more people trackside. And, hopefully that's what we're aiming to do.
Simon, how do you arrive at who looks after the horse? Because in a tough economy, there's one thing that trainers love across all the racing codes, that is people paying fees and reliable people paying on fees. So if you've got a huge group of people tipping in money that's going to see a horse well and truly paid up and looked after, how do you arrive as a committee in the diplomatic decision of who trains and who buys and so on?
Yeah, obviously we've still got a little bit to go because we want to get final names and then the money in the bank. But what we would do, we're looking at someone a little bit more professional, like, obviously haven't spoken to him yet, but someone like Alex Ashwood or someone like that, that races in this region, professional trainers. And as far as the training fees goes, we'll obviously try and do a thing where maybe we buy the horse and we race it on 50-50, so there's no training fees. The trainer obviously gets half, and then we're not going back to our people in the syndicate, you know, asking to dip back in their pockets again. So that's all sort of what we have scheduled out, that it'll be upfront fee of $200. So if we get 100 members, there's your $20,000. Don't buy a horse, and hopefully it's trained. Yeah, one of someone that's professional, got a good name, good reputation in the sport, and something for the locals to follow.
And just finally, away from racing, when you Google up a few websites to talk about Oyen, one of the things it mentions is the former one-time Vanilla Slice capital of Australia, which you held for over a decade plus. You still make good vanilla slices there, even though you don't hold that festival?
We certainly do, yeah. The Oyen Bakery recently been sold and purchased by a couple of locals. Certainly still do make good vanilla slices down there. So, they certainly call in there and buy them. That was the same thing. It was all run by volunteers, and it sort of got, a little bit too much. And, that festival day obviously has moved on, but we certainly do still make good vanilla sauce.
Terrific. And you certainly make a good harness racing club with committee and volunteers. We can certainly sense and sound the resilience in your voice. No one will be on track, but let's hope come your meeting next March, which is your cup, it'll be a terrific one with people gathering for the first time in a few years. But the important thing for those that see some of the trots vision or see some of the photos, we look forward to seeing the magnificent harness track you've prepared, all the surroundings there, which is testament to the work. And well done, too, on that initiative, too, to get locals involved in buying and racing a harness horse as well. Thanks for taking the call, Simon. All the best.
Yeah, thanks very much, Andrew. Thanks for